It's 7:44. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Chuck Anzalevich. Compassion training is taking hold in schools across the country. The object is to improve student achievement and foster healthier communities by cultivating things like focus and empathy. Glynis Board reports the movement has inspired a school in West Virginia to take on a pilot compassion curriculum project of their own.
Dr. James Doty, a brain surgeon in California, is one of the world's leading experts on the science behind compassion.
Compassion can mean many things to different people, but in the context of science, it's defined as the recognition of the suffering of another with a motivational desire to alleviate that suffering.
He theorizes that human evolutionary success is tied to our capacity to love and care for each other. And he's proven that significant health benefits come with kindness.
What we have found is that when you are feeling as if others love you or care for you, then your physiology works at its best.
His work is part of a growing body of science that shows cultivating compassion could not only help people become healthier, it could also improve learning outcomes in schools.
For any of us to do our best work, we have to be in the right headspace.
Liz Hoffreiter is the head of Wheeling Country Day School. She wants to bring more compassion to her town, starting at her school. She hopes Country Day can develop best practices to be used by anyone who works with young children. She plans to formalize existing compassion curriculum that's been developing at the school for the past 5 years. The idea is to help students cultivate focus, resilience, empathy, and level-headedness. So what does that look like? Well, at Country Day, it looks like taking time between school periods to focus on the sound of a bell ringing, which is supposed to sharpen focus and listening skills and allow kids to more effectively transition between activities. There's extra emphasis on nutrition. For example, demonstrating through school lunches how to avoid processed foods. It also means paying closer attention to the physical body by incorporating yoga or basic stretching and breathing exercises throughout the day. Hoffreiter explains, compassion training is basically physical and social emotional intelligence training. The concepts are not new, but they are developing. She says students learn to self-regulate and identify emotions so that instead of being ruled by them, emotions can be used as a guide.
Now you say to a child, calm down, but when do we teach a child what that means?
Hoffreiter's Compassion Initiative also includes a variety of methods to learn conflict resolution.
They need to be trained by age 10 how to deal with the hallway in middle school and the city in high school and college. And I feel pretty strongly about that they need those tools the same way they need the reading, writing, and math tools and skills and strategies.
Conflict resolution, Hoffreiter points out, is not avoiding conflict, but learning to manage it.
Kids need problems. They need failure. They need to overcome it because they need intrinsic motivation, and they need persistence, and they need to know that they have the fortitude.
Hello, my name is Alex Thompson.
Alex is going into the third grade. He's been a student at Country Day for 4 years. Do you ever feel like overwhelmed?
Sometimes, yes, I do, and it's probably because of the difficulty with always having your friends happy, because you can really never have all of your friends happy with you.
Alex and his classmates have laminated cards on their desks, numbered 1 through 5.
A 5 is basically when you are full of outrage and anger, so much anger that you need to be sent home. And a 1 is you're happy.
One of Alex's teachers, Joe Jividen, says students can use the cards to identify how they're doing during a lesson. He says the feedback helps him to know if he's getting through or if he should make adjustments.
It's been really cool to hear the language used of a student walking in and telling me to start the day, hey, I'm at a 3 right now. And you're able to kind of look at them and say, great, that's good to know. It's good for me and it's good for your classmates. So it's made the language that's very difficult of talking about your emotions pretty easy for anybody at any age to use, which is cool.
Teachers like Jividen and kindergarten teacher Claire Norman say the compassion training they're beginning to exercise is also having some unexpected consequences.
We see the difference not only in the kids, but in ourselves. as well. And you have to, as teachers, you know, you kind of forget about yourselves sometimes and you focus more on the kids. So we know doing yoga and things like that not only helps ourselves, and we know how it makes us feel, so we can only imagine how it makes the kids feel.
Country Day's head of school, Liz Hoffreiter, hopes as the program takes off, compassion training will move beyond the classroom and into the home and community as well. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glennis Board in Wheeling.
Schools aren't the only places implementing compassion policies. Businesses and even cities are buying into the idea. We'll hear more about compassionate cities in the region next week. I hope you'll join us Monday morning at 7:40 to hear more about it. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Chuck Anzalevich. It's 7:50. In the weather forecast for West Virginia, scattered showers and thunderstorms for the rest of today and tonight. It's going to be fairly muggy today with high temperatures in the 70s. Lows tonight will be in the 60s. Then for tomorrow, rain should taper off by noon, followed by some clearing in the afternoon. Highs tomorrow will be in the mid-60s to the mid-70s. Support for this weather forecast is provided by Erie Insurance, putting service first since 1925. Local agents are available at erieinsurance.com. And support for West Virginia Public Broadcasting is provided by the Charleston Gazette-Mail, using its CGM app to deliver the latest news, traffic, and weather alerts. The academic year is just weeks away for colleges and undergraduate schools across West Virginia. This week, almost 500 people attended the annual Student Success Summit to help prepare for the new year. As Carolyn Carey reports, one of the speakers shared ways to help students with low income.
Poverty rates remain high in West Virginia and can greatly impact a student's performance in the classroom, especially if their basic needs are not being met at home. Patty Blake is a West Virginia Regional School Support Specialist with RESA Region 3, which works with schools in Kanawha, Clay, Boone, and Putnam counties. During her presentation at this year's Student Success Summit, Blake shared stories from some West Virginia classrooms.
Snacks for kids. And she said one day she had a couple types of crackers sitting there. She had saltine crackers and she had townhouse crackers. And she noticed that the kids were all going toward the townhouse crackers. And she said, "My goodness, you guys really like townhouse crackers. If I'd known you liked them that much, you know, I would have gotten bored. She goes, why do you guys like them so much more?" And they were going, "Oh no, Miss Gray," because her name is Miss Gray. "Oh no, Miss Gray, those are rich people crackers. We never get those."
Blake also shared various ways of discovering students in low-income households and steps to building a relationship. Blake says her message should serve as a reminder that with the right support, every student can succeed.
Just because a kid is poor doesn't mean they're dumb, or that they can't do, or that they can't become, because I believe they can.
The Student Support Summit is coordinated by the West Virginia Department of Education and the Higher Education Policy Commission. Attendees at the event ranged from college presidents to kindergarten teachers to students. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Caroline Carey in Morgantown.
Under the direction of Dobro master Jerry Douglas, the Earls of Leicester perfectly conjure the sounds of bluegrass legends Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs. Here they perform Salty Dog Blues in this Mountain Stage Song of the Week.
Stand on the corner with a low-down blues grip, the gold in the bottom of the shoe.
Honey, let me be your salty dog. Let me be your salty dog, or I'll be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog.
Sal, I know you run down stocking in a wet shoe.
Honey, let me be your salty dog. Let me be your salty dog, or I'll be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Woo!
down in the wildwood, sitting on a log, playing on the trigger now. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Let me be your salty dog, or I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog. I pulled the trigger and the gun said go, shot fell over in Mexico. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Let me be your salty dog, or I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Let me be your salty dog, or I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog.
That was the Earls of Leicester with Salty Dog Blues. You can hear this song and more on an encore broadcast of Mountain Stage tomorrow night at 8, right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, Marshall University, and Shepherd University. West Virginia Morning is produced with the help of Glynis Board, Jessica Lilly, Kara Lofton, Liz McCormick, and Roxy Todd. Our producer is Ashton Mara. Our news director is Jesse Wright. I'm Chuck Anzalevich.